Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Hey ho! Welcome to the show. We have been on the hunt to solve one of the country's biggest mysteries. Has McDonald's Big Mac been getting smaller? Over the last 2 decades, before midnight tonight, we believe we have a massive breakthrough in the case.
Is it fair to say, Zach, that we might have an answer on this by the end of the week? Is that where we're currently sitting?
I hope so. With what I'm hearing is coming through the lines now, before midnight tonight, we're going to have clarification whether or not we'll have an answer on this by the end of the week.
Basically, the situation this puts us in now, because obviously we know how enormous this story is. They're going to make a biopic. They're going to make a biopic of this investigation.
Yeah, well, it's a sequel to Founder.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
The McDonald's founding story.
Well, this might be, that was how it started. This could be how McDonald's ends.
Oh, big call. Who do you want to play you in the biopic?
I don't know. Who would I like to play me?
Yeah.
How about that Dr. Love guy?
Dr. Love.
Dr. Time.
Are you talking about Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah. What's his Doctor Strangelove or something? What's that character's name?
I think it's just... Does producer Jack know? I've not seen all the Marvel films.
Yeah, it's Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. No, I think Doctor Strangelove might be a James Bond film.
That's what I'm thinking of. Who do you want? Who could play you, though?
Well, I mean, this ties into what we're doing next, but Lewis Capaldi is the suggestion
that
people...
If he moves into acting, he could do the Dom Faye story.
We could do it as a musical number. Do you know what I mean?
Dom has gotten a lot over the last week that he looks like Lewis Capaldi. Up next on the show, we're going to put to the test whether he sounds like Lewis Capaldi. We're going to run a little bit of a scientific experiment in just a couple of minutes.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, we found out last week you're a dead ringer for Lewis Capaldi.
I don't like that language. No, it wasn't a dead ringer. Someone at the radio station alleged that I looked like him. I was getting kind of used to being so alone. Yeah, that was the allegation, that I look like Lewis Capaldi, who, if you haven't seen him... Look, he's a brilliant singer, very funny man, but he's not, you know, conventionally, you know, an Adonis.
So what we'd like to do is, Dom looks like Lewis.
Yeah.
Does he sound like it?
Well, because here's what I got thinking about all weekend. I thought maybe the consolation is, maybe I'm not Hugh Jackman in looks. Sure. But if I look like Lewis Capaldi, maybe now that I know that information, I can have the voice of Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. I don't think he cares. I don't think he cares if someone says he doesn't look bad or doesn't look great because he's got that killer voice. If you can sing like that, it doesn't matter what you look like.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's not as if he's like comically...
No, he's not. But my point is, I don't think when you sing like that, it even matters what you look like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It doesn't matter. If you can sing like that, so I'm hopeful that's me now.
So what we'd like to do is a bit of a scientific experiment. And if you'd like to participate... it's kind of like, you know, when you're at uni and you're trying to make a few extra bucks and you sign up to, like, get injected with different things, take different tablets.
Yeah, I mean, there's no extra bucks to be made here.
There's no bucks and there's no needles.
But it is possible, though. This is just volunteering. You're going to listen to me sing, so it is possible it will have a more adverse effect on your body.
So 13, 10, 60, if you'd like to be involved with this scientific experiment, how it will work is we're going to play you two parts of a song. The same song. Yep. One will be sung by Dom. One will be sung by Lewis Capaldi. And you got to tell us which you think is which.
Yeah. Can you tell?
Now, if you can't tell the difference, that means that Dom does sound like Lewis Capaldi.
Now, I laid these tracks down about half an hour ago.
I laid a track, did you?
Yeah, that's the language I want to use. And I did that about half an hour ago. I haven't listened back to these in full yet. So I'm fingers crossed here.
Let's get it rolling with
producer Jack.
What's
your early prediction? Your early predictions, Zach. Do you reckon it'll be
Three people will pick it.
Oh, I don't know.
Let's test it with producer Jack here. So I'm going to play you two grabs. You got to tell me which one's Dom and which one is Lewis. No, the day bleeds into nightfall. This is number one. And you're not here
to get me through it all. Which one is that? Is that Lewis or is that me?
Here's grab number two.
Now the day bleeds into nightfall. And you're not here to get me through it all.
I think my ears bleed. Jack, which is which?
I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But was the second one Dom?
Correct. Well
done.
Damn
it.
You got a good ear over there, Jack.
Good
guess. You got a good ear.
Killer guess there. That's all I can say.
How many more of these have you laid down?
I've got a couple more. Okay. How many more do you need?
I can, 13, 10, 60. Will you participate? Yeah. In our science experiment, can you tell the difference between Dom's voice and Lewis Capaldi?
Do you want me to jump back in the studio and put a few more down?
If you want to, yeah. We'll go to a song. Yep. We'll come back in 3 minutes and we're going to have tracks coming out of our ears. We have Ashley in Canberra. Do you have a good ear for music, Ashley?
Yes.
Wow. Just certain. Just confident. That's
okay, are you ready to hear your grabs, Finn?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here's number one.
I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold.
Oh, Dom, if that's you, you've got a voice of an angel.
Well, who knows?
This is grab number two.
I need somebody to heal, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold.
Ashley, which one's Dom?
Number two.
That's correct. Damn it. Well done. One
How did
one.
You pick it up? That was close, wasn't it, Ash?
Yeah, it was really close.
Thanks. Yeah, really close.
How did you feel listening to the second one? Do you feel like it was a better version?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mesmerized.
That's what I thought as well.
Mesmerized. I mean, that's a word that's in the ballpark, I think, of how some people might feel.
Alex in Bankstown, have you had any experience judging music before? Alex?
Yes.
Have you had any experience judging music before, Alex?
Yes, I have.
What have you judged?
Just a talent quest at a school.
Well, that's perfect.
That's pretty good.
That's what we're after here.
All
okay.
Right, I'm going to play year two grabs. Here's number one.
Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all.
Okay, could that be me, Alex, or could that be international artist Lewis Capaldi? Here's the second grab.
Now the day bleeds into nightfall.
Hang on, I've actually hit the same one twice there.
Yeah, so that's...
For a split moment, I thought he's done it. I thought he's done it. I couldn't tell the difference. Now, here's the second one.
Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all.
Well, now that falsetto. Alex, which one's Dom?
The second one.
He's good.
I reckon you gave that away, though, when you said he's done it.
No, Alex, he's judged Talent Quest. He's got a good ear.
Without that, I don't reckon Alex gets that right.
Okay, well, do you want me to go?
Well, let's
say that one's on the fence, so it's one each way.
Okay, so whatever happens on the third one is the answer. We go to Virgil in Melbourne. Virgil, do you reckon you'll be able to pick this one, or a bit tricky?
I mean, I've been into Viking metal lately, but I'm sure I can pick.
Dom, do you know what Viking metal is?
That's a genre of music,
correct.
Viking metal.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Would you like to explain it, Virgil?
Well, I mean, it's really weird to explain. It's a genre of music, really.
It's basically metal done by people who look like Vikings. And I think the songs are Viking related, aren't they?
Yeah, and they also sometimes do it in different languages. I believe in Nordic.
Okay. Do we play any Viking metal here on the Hit Network?
Not usually.
Not yet.
No. But
maybe this late at night. Here's your two grabs, Virgil. Here's number one.
I was getting kind of used to being someone you loved.
All right, number two.
I was getting kind of used to being someone you loved.
Nailed it. Which one was Dom?
Okay. I'm not the best judge, but I'm pretty sure the second one was Dom.
Oh, come on, Virgil.
That's correct.
You're still beautiful either way, mate.
Yeah. Well, that's lovely. And that will get me through the week.
What a nice touch.
That will get me through the week, and I'm not joking.
Are you sure, Virgil? You want to lock that in?
I was getting kind of used to being someone you loved.
Do you want to give us a live one to go out on, Dom?
No,
so you don't sound like Lewis Capaldi. That's what we've realized.
Yeah, clearly I don't
sound
like Lewis
Capaldi. Give us an acapella.
I was getting kind of used to being someone you loved. That was better, wasn't it?
Oh, Virgil hung up.
When did you get that hang up sound effect ready?
I didn't have any sound effect.
I hate you.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Tell you what, Zach, some bloody pranksters got me, and they got me good, and I'm not happy about this.
What happened?
Well, I bought toilet paper from the supermarket yesterday. What?
You're telling stories about buying toilet paper way too often, because I know you buy it in bulk as well, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I think I use more toilet paper than the average person.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm maybe referring to.
Either that or every time I buy it, something unusual happens. Mm. But in this instance, when I bought it, it was like they had a big special on the big, you know, back of it. And I thought, well, there's only one bag of it left. It looks a little bit ripped at the top, but, you know, I'm not going to pass up the special. So I took it home with me. Right? Now, when I was putting the toilet paper in, the top roll of it had like quite a sweetie smell to it. It's like, that's a bit weird. What's going on here?
A sweetie smell.
Yeah, how would I explain it? I mean, it was quite an intense sort of scent. And I thought maybe this
Was it attractive?
Somewhat attractive. I couldn't quite put my finger on what the smell
and
was.
Did you want to eat it or just enjoy smelling it?
No.
Like a perfume?
Maybe sort of like a perfume. That's not a bad way to look at it. A little bit medicinal, maybe. Anyway, and I kind of thought,
feel like you should have thought about how you're going to describe the spell.
that's reasonable.
Before this moment.
But look, ultimately, I thought maybe it's just a scent they're putting on toilet paper. You know, scent toilet paper. Now, it took me one toilet trip to realize that someone's put deep heat on the toilet paper in the supermarket.
What?
Which I've used.
You say the gel that athletes use to rub into their muscles, and it heats up quite a lot.
Heats up enormously. Someone has gone around a supermarket.
That's pretty funny.
And put a bag of toilet paper and spread some deep heat.
But I don't really understand the idea because is it on the individual rolls?
It was on one or two rolls. They didn't go through the whole bag, clearly.
Right.
But one or two
rolls
at the top.
When you're all sitting on the toilet and you go to reach for some toilet paper, that's got this deep heat on it, which is going to heat up when it's rubbed into flesh.
Yep.
And then you wipe that onto your butthole.
That's exactly it. It had soaked into like the toilet paper as well, so you couldn't tell.
I don't understand
was wrong.
How you couldn't smell like danker rub or deep heat.
Yeah, yeah,
it's a very distinctive.
Well,
smell.
That was the smell I was smelling, but I just couldn't put my finger on it. I just thought maybe it was the scent they're going with, right? But obviously, it wasn't that. As I found out, when not for the first time, I was writhing around on the floor of the bathroom. Because here's the thing,
so,
right?
Hang on.
Because I what?
So, what? Yeah. So,
yeah. So what do you need clarified?
You. I just want to go play by play through what happens.
Sure.
So you wipe your bum.
Yep.
How long before the sensation?
30 seconds. Well, okay,
so you just
roughly.
Wipe your bum. Mm. You're sitting there.
Business as usual.
Yeah.
Finished all that.
And then
you
go, hang on.
Yeah, I was like.
That's a new sensation.
And I don't know if anyone's had, you know, deep heat before, how many people have, but
it's a slow burn.
It does. It works in quickly. Mm. And by the time you've realized it's got you, it's too late. Mm. You can't do anything about it. It's through the skin, into the tissue.
And then what are you thinking? When you go, oh, my asshole feels like it's on fire. Like, what's going through your mind?
Yeah. Well, my initial thought was that there's something else coming. Kind of like when you know, a woman unexpectedly has twins and they do the first baby comes out and the doctor's like, hang on, there's a second one.
My first thought, oh, no, I need to go back to the bathroom real quick.
Yeah, my first thought was something else was coming, right?
I misjudged
the amount of stuff I had to process. But very quickly, I realized that it was going more into the sides of my behind, that was not the case. So essentially what you're doing then is you're trying to cool it down as quickly as possible. So I chucked like the cold water on in the shower.
Yep.
It was just like spraying cold water at that particular region to cool myself down.
Just homemade bidet.
Yeah, basically. Now, I don't know who these pranksters were.
How did it go in the end?
What do you mean? Oh, it was pretty painful for about 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Pretty awful. And I've thrown all of the toilet paper out because I don't trust any of it, which I think is a reasonable thing to do. Mm. I think I'd be nuts to take a gamble again because it's one of the most unpleasant sensations
but
you can imagine.
Your butt would be nice and limber now and ready to run 5Ks. That's the upside.
Whoever those pranksters were, firstly, well done. But secondly, please not anything that's going in that region of the body. Do you know what I mean? If you want to put deep heat on someone's shirt, good gag, whatever. But it doesn't belong in that part of the body.
No.
So let me tell you from experience, it doesn't belong in that part of the body.
Yeah, we'll take your word for it.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
131060, have you ever been stuck in a car park? Dom, that's where we found the team just the other night.
Yeah, it is. Sorry, I'm having a big problem with my microphone over here.
What's wrong with it?
I pressed a button and now I'm only getting audio through one headphone and it's in delay. So I'm hearing you in delay.
You can just take the headphones off and we can just chat normally, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that. Yes. this is about the car park, yeah?
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry. I spent the last 30 seconds of that song freaking out, wondering what the hell I'd done to this headphone jack, and I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, no. We're talking about the other night when the whole team got stuck in a car park. Do you remember that?
Yes.
It was 1 in the morning.
Yes, that's it.
We're leaving the premises.
Yeah.
We are down in the basement, can't get out any of the garage doors.
Well, you called me, and I thought that was impressive to begin with, because there is no reception down there. It is a real dead spot. Mm. But you somehow got onto me.
And I said, we got some problems.
We got some problems, because usually the boomer gate that like rolls up when we're getting out, it was not working. It wasn't moving up.
And I had visions of camping.
Yeah, no, I was there too.
I thought, well, there's a vending machine down here. We could probably get a few chocolate bars. We could last till morning.
My first thought was, where am I going to go to the toilet? I was picking out the corner of the car park.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What corner did you pick?
The far corner. Yeah. Like the one that it was like, it went around like the side of the car park.
Are we talking number one or number two?
Well, either. I mean, you never know what the night has in store.
It depends how many chocolate bars you have.
Now, in hindsight, it's just occurred to me we could have got back up into the building, because we still had our passes to get into the radio station.
I was like, oh, well, we'll just hang out in the car.
Yeah.
I mean, we could have also just got off onto ground level and, you know, got a cab home or something like that. Leave the cars there.
But all up, it was about 15 to 20 minutes that before a security guard came along and was able to help us get out.
It was quite amazing.
Sorry, did you just play something? My headphones are plugged in, so I can't hear anything that's happening.
Yeah, we played When a Hero Comes to Life.
Okay. You might just have to interpret all sound effects for me for the next few minutes, because I'm out of action until I figure out what the hell I've done to my headphones. Yeah. It was a pretty terrifying experience, to be honest, Zach. I did have the feeling this is how a lot of thriller movies start. Mm. Do you know what I mean? You turn around and then it's like someone's locked you in there on purpose and... You know, we all have to fight to the death.
No, it was just that the security guard had gone home.
Yeah.
He thought no one was... Surely no one could still be in the building at 1:30 a.m.
Yeah, reasonable assertion in hindsight.
131060, have you ever been stuck in a car park? Jaden in Melbourne.
How you going, guys?
Well, thank you. What happened to you?
Well, I was out for dinner one night with my girlfriend for her birthday, and I'd taken her out. She was turning 18, and we're... just spent money on an expensive dinner, and we'd parked the car in one of those underground car parks in the city, like just right next door to where the restaurant was. And we spent I was only a student, I spent like $200 and something odd on dinner. And then we get to the car park, and the gates, all of them are locked. They're all closed. And so it wasn't actually us that got stuck in the car park, but it was my car. Mm. The only issue with that was that the normal rate was about $20 or something to leave your car there for the night. I was like, I could deal with that.
Yeah.
But then to have it in overnight was something like $130 or something like that to park it in overnight.
The call-out fee.
I was thinking that, you know, $330 on a dinner was a little bit excessive.
Did you have to pay it, Jaden?
Well, what ended up happening was we spent about half an hour outside of this car park trying to figure out what to do, calling parents, calling the people, the numbers that were on these doors, and we weren't getting through to anyone. And then we found this little buzzer on the side of the door that basically just woke up a security guard that was inside the car park.
He said,
"I'll open up a door for you."
Oh, that's
so
lovely.
So he opened up the door, and we were able to go.
That's lovely.
Better being better boom.
I wonder if you consider ramming the door. I mean, the door here was too solid. And I reckon we probably have been fired.
Yeah. So, no.
Also, by the way, I just want to update everyone who was listening a few minutes ago. Zach fixed my headphone situation.
Oh, that's so important to update everyone. Everyone was like, I wonder what's happening with Dom's headphones. He hasn't mentioned them in a few minutes.
They were playing up a little while ago, but during the song, Zach did pop over here. And I don't know how you did it. You're a bit of a tech whiz.
Bit of a whiz, guys.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
We've been trying to figure out whether or not McDonald's Big Macs have been getting smaller over the last two decades.
Ba-da-ba-bum-ba. I'm loving it.
Here's our plan. We're going to get an ad from the 90s, track down the actor who was in the ad holding the Big Mac up to camera. Yep. We give them a Big Mac from today, get them to do the same pose holding it up to camera, compare the two shots. Then we'll know definitively whether or not the Big Mac has gotten smaller. We found an ad in the 90s. It was with country music star James Blundell. 'Cause you don't pay no rent, yet it's all so cheap. We tracked him down. He's playing in the Gympie Muster This weekend, this is our big lead. We sent him an email last week and we said you have until Tuesday midnight. That's 6 minutes time. If you don't reply to this email, we're going to have to follow up this phone number that we got from an anonymous tipster.
There's so much information in
that
the last
was about
minute.
45 seconds of, basically, just of what we've been doing for the last 3 weeks.
You know what we need to do? We need to make, like they have in CSI previously on Collective Noun. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we could do that.
Like a previously, like 30-second recap of what happened. Just, and the reason I say that is because there's a lot that's gone on in the biggest investigation in the country this year.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say. The latest update is, as we sit here now 5 minutes away from midnight, from the Blundell deadline.
You were the one contacting James Blundell. We wrote the Facebook message on your account.
We did.
Have you heard back?
Well, I can confirm that with only minutes to spare, we have heard from somebody connected to James Blundell.
Okay.
We have word from the Blundell camp. Now, the question we asked was, can we come to the Gympie Muster? We'll get our own way there. Can we come to the Gympie Muster? Can we bring a Big Mac? Will James Blundell from the 1991 McDonald's ad hold up the Big Mac for us to give us our answer? And the answer I've been given from James Blundell's management is yes.
Oh my goodness! We're going to the Gympie Muster!
We're off to the Muster!
Yee-haw!
Get your Akubra, get your boots. We're off to the Muster, Zach.
Oh my goodness, when's this happening?
Thursday, this week.
We're going on a road trip.
We're road tripping. I mean, it might be quite a road trip to Gympie to do the Muster, to get to the Muster.
What do we need? Do I need to get boots? Do
I don't
need
know.
Do I need to get a big hat?
I don't know. The place they hold
the
Gympie Muster.
I need to learn how to line dance.
It is quite a fair way out of Gympie. It's really, you know, in a very rural setting, which is where I think that's James Lundell's natural habitat.
Oh,
I think.
We've got so much
spot
to sort out. How are we going to get there?
Where's the nearest McDonald's
Where's
to get the
nearest
Big
McDonald's?
Mac?
How are we going to get the Big Mac there? Should we take it cold or should we take it hot? What's going to preserve the size better?
Yeah.
Should we get a couple maybe and try a few different techniques?
I don't know, but the exciting news is that by the end of this week, all going well, we're going to have the direct side-by-side comparison from, do you have the ad there? From this ad in 1991.
Special sauce, lettuce, cheese.
That's good.
Pickles, onions, on a sesame seed bun, Big Mac.
I wonder if he'll be performing this at the Gympie Muster, that song.
Oh, is that James Blundell singing?
Yeah, he wrote the Big Mac song. I'm pretty sure.
How did he do that?
I'm pretty sure that's his voice. He wrote a version of a Big Mac song.
Maybe we could get that on the show. We could get an acoustic rendition.
The Big Mac song, potentially. But we will have maybe by the end of the week.
Oh, wow. Okay. We've got so much to cover.
So much to cover.
Because we only have a day and a half.
Yeah.
What's today? It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We're going to the Gympie Muster tomorrow.
Well, in 4 minutes' time, it'll be tomorrow, yeah.
Oh,
so
this
Blundell,
is exciting.
You met your deadline. McDonald's. I don't know. Should they be scared? We're getting so close to an answer here.
Maybe. They've been maintaining the whole time that it hasn't got any smaller.
That's true. Maybe they'll be vindicated. Maybe this Thursday night when we put the two images side by side, they'll finally be vindicated and have the final answer.
Sorry, I'm not concentrating 100% at the moment. I'm just Googling Akubra hats near me. I've got to get one in the next 24 hours.
What's the price range?
Ooh, $200. Pretty exy.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Woolworths announced their new collectibles today, and I'm excited because I wasn't excited for Coles Little Shop. Not for me. I definitely wasn't excited about the Ooshies.
So the Ooshies are on the way out already.
That's right, they're gone.
Really?
Do you know what's coming?
What?
Have you heard this?
No, I haven't.
So Woolworths has announced its next set of collectibles. They won't be a plastic toy. Woolies will give away plant seedlings.
Oh, no.
That's right. Woolworths are giving away plants for free coming this September.
Okay. Well, I know I'm sitting next to the farming emoji himself, Zach Vander, the suburban gardener, the social media manager for his local community garden.
Oh, I am on board for this. I don't know the details. I only just saw the article today.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. But apparently they're giving out free plants. Okay. It says it's for kids, but I'm sure they'll give it to me.
Well, okay, what seedlings would you like?
Any. I'll take any, especially for free. 100%. I'm shopping at Woolworths now.
Does that mean?
I'm on the fence with Woolworths. I'm a swing voter between Woolworths and Coles. I'm not dedicated to either one of them.
But you are.
I go back and forth. The local shopping centre that I go to has one on either end. It really depends where I park the car.
But now you're in. You're committed.
I will 100% go to Woolworths if they're handing out free plants.
When they say free seedlings, do they mean like when you go to, you know, a $2 shop and you can get those like little sachets of like carrot seeds?
Oh my goodness. You don't know what seedlings are?
Is that not a seedling?
Well, think about it. That's a seed.
Yes.
What would a seedling be?
A smaller seed.
No.
Like a, no?
No.
No.
How would the seed get smaller?
I don't know. Well, the seed has to come from somewhere.
Do you think seeds are like babushka dolls? Where you open up a seed and there's a smaller seed inside, and then you open up that one and there's a smaller seed. No, like when the seed germinates.
What does that mean?
It breaks through the soil and has its first little, it kind of hatches.
Yep.
You know, and when it's a tiny little plant, that's a seedling.
Right.
How you know, so
gonna,
like, how, you know, 4 weeks old.
How are they going to have all them?
What do you mean?
Where are they going to, like, those, like in a cup?
I don't know what they're going to do.
Well,
I imagine they're just going to give seeds. That's what I think they're going to do.
Right. So seedlings was a mispronunciation.
I don't know.
Okay.
No, Dom, these are the questions that are going to be answered in the next week or so.
So what plant would you like to get then? Give me a priority.
You asked me already.
I know, but I'm saying if Orwest is listening and they're taking notes.
Well, they're saying that it's to grow food. So I imagine they're going to be herbs and vegetables.
Fascinating. Do you know what the easiest one? What are you laughing at?
Why is that fascinating?
Because I just think
you're going to learn something.
I once tried to at one of those $2 shops. No, this was Bunnings. I bought a sachet of the seeds that said carrot on it. I thought it was like a carrot snack, and I opened the little sachet and tried to eat them. It was not a carrot snack. It was seeds. I think it was carrot. It was seeds to grow carrots.
Bunnings and a rack of carrot snacks. Oh, jeez, they've got everything up here. Radish snacks, cucumber snacks.
Well, I didn't know. Actually, didn't taste too bad. I was worried for, I was like 12 or 13. I was really worried for a while afterwards that I was going to have carrots grow in me. But apparently that's not how it works.
No, that's not how it works. You eat seeds all the time. Sunflower seeds, sesame seeds, those are seeds.
I know that now.
Right.
I didn't know that then. But that's exciting. I remember growing radishes in primary school.
Yeah.
I killed it. I was great at growing radishes. So I'd love
that. You
killed
them. Well, it sounds like that. It didn't go well.
No. I was really good at growing radishes. Didn't like eating them. I let the other kids do that. But geez, I could grow a radish.
Okay. Well, this is exciting. I feel like that you're going to learn a lot. From the growing these seeds.
Well, and maybe the biggest question, instead of which one you like, the question is, obviously with the Ushis, it was all about the rare ones. Yeah. Same with Little Shop. You know, everyone wanted to get their hands on the, you know, the fluffy or the fairy Ushi. What do you reckon the plant or the food everyone's going to want to get is?
Hmm.
What's going to be the rare seed?
I don't know.
Predicted early. You're the gardener. This is, what's the
one?
It'd be some
like imported thing, wouldn't it?
Something exotic.
Something that's exotic.
You know? Like an acai plant.
Mm, maybe.
Acai berries.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know, but we'll stay tuned.
I feel like I've derailed the conversation you wanted to have, and not for the first time in this show.
Yeah, no, so, you know, it's just business as usual.
I'm really sorry. I don't mean to.
I'm just trying to be excited and you're bringing me down.
I don't mean to do this.
Yeah.
I really don't mean to take the things you're excited about and planning to do, but sometimes I just found myself doing them, but I don't mean to and I'm really sorry.
Mm.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Day or nay?
Dom, every single day seems to be international. This day, national, that day. I have 3 days in front of me occurring today, Wednesday the 21st of August. I want to know, I want to see if you can pick the one that I've made up. So two are real, one's fake. You tell me which is which.
What do you got?
Our first one is Spicy Food Day. A day to enjoy food a little bit spicier.
It's very generic. That's like, because I don't know who has a vested interest specifically in spicy food. Like if it was Tabasco Day, I could imagine that. Or if it was...
Well, maybe it's somewhere like Tabasco, like the brand.
Yeah.
Then they go, well, we can't have a Tabasco Day.
Well, that's too obvious.
Yeah.
That's advertising.
But we know if we make it Spicy Food Day, people will run out and get
hot sauce. I don't like spicy foods. You know, I up until recently ordered my butter chickens extra mild. Do you reckon we could do a mild food day if this exists?
Yeah.
Start that one.
Senior Citizens Day is our next one.
Okay.
A day for senior citizens.
They get a lot of days, though, don't they?
How do you mean?
I know. Look, you know, I'm considering how popular it would be to take an anti-senior citizens position. And I'm reconsidering my earlier words.
Like I say, would you like me to move on?
Yeah. No, I was just thinking that, you know, they've had a lot of birthdays already to that stage of their life, whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I love senior citizens.
Yeah, you do. A lot of your friends are senior citizens.
That's not wrong.
Our last one is Poets Day.
Oh, well, my dad would love this. You know, he's a bit of an amateur poet. My dad, Richard.
Has he shared any recently?
One or two around the dinner table. We got a reading.
Any that moved you?
Some, you know, were met with a stunned silence.
Oh, moved you to another room.
Okay, so what are the three we're going with?
Senior Citizens Day, yep. Spicy Food Day, and Poets Day. Which one's real?
Yeah.
Which one's fake?
I reckon you have made up, and before you answer this, I reckon you made up Poets Day, and also I'd like to apologise to senior citizens everywhere. Damn it.
I made up Spicy Food Day. How do you never get this?
Yeah, I don't know.
How do you, like, you never get it?
To be honest, I was so worried that I was going to be blown up in some current affair controversy for slamming older people that I didn't have great judgment in my hands right then. Do you think I'm in I'm all clear? I'm not going to be pursued by anyone, am I?
Are you feeling okay?
You've been a bit strange. That way too often.
I know, the last week I've been concerned. It could have been the danker rub you had on your toilet paper. Hey, that's all from the show tonight. If you missed anything, grab the podcast. We'll be back tonight from 11. See ya. Bye.
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.